It's before dawn when the 42-foot Northern Light pulls out of the small boat harbor. At the helm, Roger Roland is tracing our path through the darkness with the help of a nautical chart loaded onto an old laptop.
I need the whole 10 hours to get through everything, so I have to start in the dark.
Roland has fished every tanner crab season in the area since it reopened in 2002. Some years, he's the only boat fishing. But this year, there are 6 boats registered to fish 35,000 pounds of crab. For comparison, that amounts to less than a single delivery for one of the Bering Sea's big boats. And so far, this season isn't going well for Roland.
Literally zero. I pulled 10 blanks in a row, not even an immature or a female. 0 pots in a row yesterday, 10.
This day isn't starting much better. Even with the GPS coordinate for the first pot, we have a hard time finding it.
They're off our stern!
He kills the engines and rushes out on deck to help his nephew and deckhand, Caleb Roland. As Caleb stacks the rope coming over the side into coils on deck, I ask Roger what makes this different from working on a big boat.
This block would be spinning just... and the line would be going in the quarters, and this pot would already be up from the time we got it. Full bore. Everything. Full bore.
At that moment, the 500-pound pot comes into sight and then quickly is in midair, swinging over the rail. The Rolands ease it onto the rack, then use the winch to pull the pot open, and then a handful of crabs spill out onto the deck.
5.5 inches. They have to be 5.5 inches.
The total count of legal males, 9. Nowhere near the dozens Roland is hoping for. Still, he's not discouraged.
Being dumb and persistent. So density and persistency will find the crab eventually.
We keep moving down the string without much better results. 5 here, 8 there. By the time we get to the 5th pot, we brought up just 38 crab. Unlike the bigger fisheries, once Roland's crab is processed, it will end up being distributed to a few select customers or will be bundled into gift packs for the processors. For Roland, that's not an insult. In fact, it's a point of pride.
You'd be surprised how many big boat guys would love to do this. You know, a big boat's a ball and chain. You gotta feed the beast.
But our infinitely smaller beast still has an empty belly. So Roland sets a course for the outer reaches of Unalaska Bay, where he dropped a few prospecting pots the day before. In the more exposed waters, the Northern Light feels very small. We roll up and down in the 5-foot swells, trying to spot buoys over the crest of the waves. But the exposure pays off.
Whoa! We got crab! Woohoo! I thought it was acting heavy coming up on the swells.
How many do you think that is?
Oh, it should be over 50 keepers.
Suddenly, crab are flying everywhere, into the hold, over the side, occasionally straight at hovering seagulls. In the next hour, we pull in more than 200 crab. There are more pots nearby that could be full, but Roland decides to leave them and make a run across the open ocean to collect a bay. He wants to drop empty pots where he hears one guy made his whole season one year. That seems like a big gamble, but Roland says that's fishing.
I'm not just going to huddle here and save my fuel and hope I can find the crab. I'm going to run. And then if you fail, you've got to live with it. And I've had some failures. I've had some terrible failures. But you've got to risk the failure.
Roland spreads his risk around to several fisheries every year. In the summer, he's in Bristol Bay for salmon season and also long lines for halibut. In the winter, he fishes for Pacific cod. Between the 4 fisheries, he says he can normally absorb a bad season.
It evens out to a job. Good years and bad years. So I'm not necessarily doing it for the money because I'm not getting rich. I like this. I like breathing clean air, being outside, working hard.
Working hard is definitely the motto once we get to collect a bay. The fishery closes at 6 o'clock, so Roland has just 45 minutes to get his 8 pots in the water.
Hydros! Going over!
At 5:57, Caleb drops the last pot overboard. And that's it. We're done. With an empty deck and at least a few hundred crab in the hold, we chug toward town, one 42-foot boat length at a time. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.